Worst football and basketball coaching combo in the SEC? I don't think so.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Stumbled there over the intro. I've only done it 530 times. But regardless, happy Friday. We're ready to have some fun today. Auburn gets some major disrespect on this particular list that we're going to talk about from Saturday down south. I don't like it, and we're going to talk about where Auburn probably should rank on this list, and then we're going to look at potential A-Day MVP guesses. We're going to look at that, and then we're going to award our Jack Arse of the week, and honestly, it could be the writer of this. it could be the writer of this particular list, but no, I got one that we'll talk about there towards the end. Let's jump into it. So this is from Saturday Down South. This was posted. They did half and half. So they posted 16 through, I believe, 9, and then they did 1 through 8. I don't think I can make a good argument for anybody on the 1 through 8 list, so I'm just going to kind of focus right now on the 16 through 9 list, okay? Now, to give the writer credit, I will say Auburn has probably the most projection. Like, you got to project the most out of Auburn staff than anybody. There's more unknown. How about that? There is more unknown about potential as far as how this staff in Auburn, in football and basketball, could play out over the next, you know, however long those guys are here. Hopefully they both retire here. But still, some of the rationale I just really, really struggle with, okay? And I want to – there's one particular thing that people continue to say about South Florida that really bugs me, and I got to address it. So here's what they said about Auburn at 16. It may be a surprise to see Auburn coming in at dead last in this ranking, but frankly, it's not even close. I think Alex Golish did a great job at South Florida and could be a great coach on the plains, but he's not proven to the degree that most of his counterparts are. Here's the part that bugs me. He has 3 years of head coaching experience and is 14-10 in conference play at one of the better jobs in the AAC, South Florida. Okay, so there's this constant talk about South Florida as like it's a really good job, particularly in the AAC conference. And it's like, do we look at the history at all? Like, do we go into the previous, I don't know, 3-4 years and look at what South Florida was before Alex Golish got there? Do we do that? That doesn't take that long. You don't have to dig that deep to find out that South Florida won 4 games in 3 years prior to his arrival. He really seemed to undervalue the 14-10 in conference. They won one conference game in those 3 years. Where does this idea that South Florida is a good job come from? Willie Taggart and Charlie Strong had 2 good years, and then it's been, for the most part, way more downs than there's been ups. And it's not even been 30 years of a football program, which is no fault of their own. But again, it's not like it's this entrenched, awesome job. Anybody in state that goes to South Florida doesn't pull for South Florida. they pull for Florida, Florida State, or Miami. I mean, to a lesser extent, it's kind of how, you know, Troy has a little bit more tradition, but Troy, I mean, I went to Troy for a little while before I graduated, transferred and graduated from Auburn. Everybody at Troy is a fan of Alabama or Auburn. They love Troy when Troy's playing, but their primary, you know, their primary concern is Alabama or Auburn, particularly the in-state guys. I don't understand where that comes from, that South Florida does this great job, and then Alex Golish just was meh at a great job. Again, they won 4 games in 3 years. His very first year, they go 500 in conference, and he makes a bowl game. Second year, his quarterback gets hurt. Third year, he goes 9-3 and 6-2. It's pretty dang good. All right, so I thought what I would do is go through this list and talk about which staff I would say right now I'd trade for who Auburn has. And to me, that kind of weighs out if the staff is better, if our staff is worse than, you know, the staff that's ahead of them. So let's go. 15 is South Carolina. You got Shane Beamer and Lamont Paris. I would not trade Stephen Pearl for Lamont Paris. The Stephen Pearl's first year was not by any means just let's throw confetti and have a party, but like I kind of feel like it's being, you know, a first year coach coming in and winning the NIT and being essentially, you know, one game away from being in the NCAA tournament is being like really, really undervalued. Lamont Paris, he's made the tournament 1 year out of four. They're really, really bad this past year. And then you got Shane Beamer. Would you trade Alex Golish for Shane Beamer? Shane Beamer last year, there was playoff talk. He's got Lenora Sellers, you know, the $100 million quarterback or whatever everybody wanted to say. And they were really, really bad last year. I don't think I'd trade Alex Golish for Shane Beamer. So the South Carolina being ahead, I don't rock with that. Kentucky, you got Will Stein and Mark Pope. Will Stein, never been a head coach before. Not trading him for Alex Golish. Mark Pope, sometimes the unknown, so let me rephrase that. Sometimes the known is more damning than the unknown. Okay? And what we know about Mark Pope is they almost wanted to fire his ass in the middle of the season last year. What we know about Mark Pope is that he probably had the most expensive roster in college basketball last year. And he severely underwhelmed, like big time underwhelmed. Now, there's going to be a lot of people that may roll your eyes and say, oh my God, seriously, you wouldn't take Mark Pope over Stephen Pearl based off of what he did at, you know, BYU and, you know, forget Kentucky, he's only in the second year, blah, 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 blah. I'm just saying, like, if Steven was given $25 million to build a team and actually got to build the team, what would it look like? When you add those two together, I don't know that I would trade that staff. I would not trade our staff for Kentucky staff either. Mississippi State, get out of here. Mississippi State at 13. Now, a lot of the value's on Chris Jans, and he's not been bad at Mississippi State. But Jeff Lebby has been putrid. Putrid. He's 1-15 so far in SEC play. No chance. Football, you just have to wait more than basketball anyway. I don't know that I would trade. No, absolutely not. No Jeff Lebby, no Chris Jans. I'm not trading that staff either. This is where it gets a little bit interesting, I guess. Ole Miss. Ole Miss has Pete Golding and Chris Beard. Now, Chris Beard obviously was really good at Texas Tech, went to the national championship. He's been very underwhelming, I feel like, at Ole Miss. So far, I do think he's a good basketball coach. Pete Golding, he did have the quote-unquote playoff run last year, did still have a lot of holdover from Lane Kiffin's staff. I know Alabama people wanted to run him out of the whole state, couldn't get rid of him fast enough. They hated him, but he's been pretty good at Ole Miss. This one would be tough. I think I still lean Auburn in this one, but this one could, I could see an argument both ways, but I think I still lean Auburn in this one. Oklahoma's tough. Brent Venables obviously had a good year last year. I think he's a really good football coach. Porter Moser has a long career, you know, won a bunch of games. That one will be one that I could see an argument at 11. I could see an argument at 11 that you take Oklahoma staff over Auburn's, especially if you're an Auburn fan. Arkansas, that one, the gap, I think, in basketball is so huge with Calipari. Because, and then Ryan Silverfield, there's probably a lot of arguments that there's some similarities between Silverfield and Alex Golish. But the thing is, Arkansas wanted Alex Golish over Ryan Silverfield. So I think the coaches could be argued that are head football coaches could be argued are a wash, but the basketball gap is so big. I think I could see where people would trade staffs there just for the basketball. Vanderbilt's tricky because if Auburn would have hired Clark Lee last year, I probably would have not been very happy. I know that he won 10 games last year. He's gotten a lot of mileage out of Diego Pavia. Prior to that, he was very, very bad his first three seasons. I think 5-27. Really, really bad. He did just land Jared Curtis, one of the top quarterback in the country last year. He's going to start, I guess, as a true freshman. If he's able to do it again this year, then I would say this might be a staff that I would trade as well. So I think 12-13 is extremely fair. Extremely fair for this staff. I'm not going to try to argue they're a top 10 right now. They could be. I'm not going to try to argue that. I'm not that crazy. But some of this you're leaning too heavily on projection. And sometimes the product already. Sometimes experience already gives you the answer. And I think there's a couple of those on there that I would take this Auburn staff over just because of that. So let me know what you think. Where should Auburn land on that particular list? Or am I just completely crazy and they are exactly where they deserve to be? Let me know in the comments. Want to talk 8A MVP guesses here in just a second. Before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to Precision Tune Auto Care, where car care meets hospitality. It's not about the first visit. You're not going to go in there and feel like you've been taken advantage of, because they want you to come back for the second, third, all the way forever. It's about a relationship. It's about being the dependable place that you take your vehicle when you feel like something's wrong and you know you're not going to get screwed. I'm being completely blunt here. It's at the corner of Pepperell Parkway and Veterans in Opelika. Locally owned, locally operated. Show them some love. It's PTAC, Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika. And then look, we've been preaching it. We've been banging the drum. Not going to stop anytime soon. Buy Auburn, dadgum. We already have 20 businesses signed up in less than 2 weeks. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. Hey, how about this? If you move to Auburn right now, if you get a job transfer to Auburn, you got a real estate Auburn-owned real estate agent you can contact. You got an Auburn-owned mortgage company you can contact, and you got an Auburn-owned insurance agency that you can insure the home. All here at buyauburn.com. I want to do that. I want to have that for Birmingham. I want to have that for Huntsville. I want to have that for Montgomery, Mobile, Baldwin County, Atlanta, Dallas, Nashville. There's Auburn people everywhere, and let's do business with them. So go to buyauburn.com, list your business today, or go to buyauburn to find Auburn-owned businesses. It's buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. Let's talk 8A MVPs. I think this is kind of cool. I actually get to vote. How cool is that? From podcaster to 8A MVP voter. I know that some people may turn their nose up at that, but I think that's kind of cool. So this is going to be a fun conversation, and it could go in a number of different directions. You got to have an offensive MVP. You got to have a defensive MVP, and I think you got to have a special teams maybe. So offense is going to be tough because the offense has struggled. So it's like, who is going to be able to make a big explosive play? And it feels like the ones on the ones could be limited for the offense. Like the ones on offense have struggled a little bit against the ones on defense. So if I'm guessing, I feel like the MVP is probably going to come out of that number two offense group if we're talking about offensive MVP. And it's really tough for me to decide who it is because I feel like he could spread it around. I'm talking about Tristan Tia. So he could be a good candidate, but for some reason, I'm just predicting Brian Williams Jr. is going to have a big spring game. Doesn't mean, you know, the spring game MVP sometimes is like the Madden curse. It's like for whatever reason, that particular guy does not end up having that great of a season. But I'm just trying to think through this thing logically. Probably not going to have a ton of explosives on ones versus ones. Probably going to come from the twos. And I feel like Tia is going to be going in that direction. So that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Brian Williams Jr. Honorable mention, probably Tristan Tia. So that's what I'm going to go for offensive MVP, my guess. And then defensive MVP, that defensive line has been wreaking havoc. And particularly in that first group, linebackers are also been awesome. I'm leaning towards, you know, like an Elijah Melendez, but I think I'm going to go with a defensive lineman. Could be wrong here, but I'm going to go with Jared Smith. I'm going to say Jared Smith has a couple of sacks and is very, very disruptive. I think that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go in that direction. Now, if there's turnovers, obviously that could change things, but I think Jared Smith's going to have a big day. And just like Coach Golish said, he's starting to take the next step and we're going to keep him motivated. Hope I don't regret that kind of thing. So I'm going to go on offense. Brian Williams Jr. is going to be my guess. And then Jared Smith, and we'll see how that plays out. Let me know who you guys think in the comments. The easy answer will be, oh, Byron Brown's going to be the MVP and Xavier Adkins. Like, that's super easy, okay? And then special teams, I mean, that's easy. I guess we'll go with Alex because he's back to booming it. So there's my guesses. Hit me with yours. Let's do Jack Arse of the Week. Sponsored by Jack Arse Rentals. Go to jackarserentals.com if you need any heavy type equipment, lifts, mini skid steers, mini X's, all that good stuff. If you need that for your project in the East Alabama, Columbus market, this is your place to go. Another Auburn-owned business. Reach out to JJ. Use coupon code BARN10 online at checkout or in person. You can save 10%. Off Jack Arse Rentals. This is one of the greatest segments ever. So the social hour, Hunter Bussey really pounded Cam Coleman. If you listen to that one, he went hard. And I'm not going to go that hard, but he is going to get my Jack Arse of the Week award. That's Cam Coleman, not Hunter Bussey. Look, I have no problem. And I honestly haven't even thought about Cam Coleman until this week. He's gone. It's fine. Okay. I like the guys we have. Haven't lost or spent any energy on thinking about or worrying about or fretting over Cam Coleman. But he's asked a question to me, which is not really that hard to answer. And it doesn't really put you in that much of a moral dilemma either. You're freaking from Phoenix City. You're from 40 miles away from Auburn. Okay, it's not that out of the ordinary that it might be kind of tough to leave and go that far away from your family. Like, that's an easy answer where you don't look like a complete a-hole. To say, when they're asking you, was it tough to leave Auburn? Or how hard was it to leave Auburn? Hey, man, I tell you what, It is kind of tough being this far away from my family, but I'm proud of my decision. I'm glad to be here. That's a fine answer. It wasn't that hard. No, it wasn't that hard. Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. It wasn't that hard. Auburn people love Cam Coleman. You know, I could go on and on about the, you know, he said something else too. He said something about I get to run more routes now. And I think Auburn, and you know, I know people want to bang on Hugh and pile on Hugh, and he deserves it. But I think Hugh would have liked to have run you more routes too. But you dropped almost every other one other than a jump ball. That's basically all you could do at Auburn. When they throw you a slant, it'd go off your hands because you're scared to run over the middle and turn into a ball going the other way. Happened in two really, really crucial times. Or, you know, would love to get you the ball behind the line of scrimmage in crunch time and let you go make a play in space, but you're so unaware that you don't know that you got to get out of bounds and you end up fumbling a game away. Like, I think they would have loved to give you more opportunities. You just couldn't do it. You know, you drop comeback routes. It's basically, it's funny, it's like the higher the level of difficulty, the catch had to be as high level of difficulty as possible for you to be able to make the play in any type of crunch time situation. So I'm not saying I wouldn't love to have Cam Coleman on this roster. I'm just really frustrated at his complete lack of awareness or complete just the attitude towards Auburn is just silly. Everybody let you wear your 15 watches at practice. You did whatever you wanted to do at Auburn, which is probably part of the problem. So have a little bit of just self-awareness. Have a little bit of, you know, something other than, you know, the attitude that people have, a little bit something other than confirming what people think about you. You confirmed a lot of opinions with that answer. I don't know. I was extremely disappointed. So he definitely gets my award. There's a million ways you could have answered that question. I tell you what, you could have just said, yeah, man, it was tough. That was my place out of high school. You know, love those folks, had a great 2 years there, but this is, I'm on to new things. We're going to do great things here. And I had to do what's best for my career. That's a fine answer. I don't get it. Guys, let me know what you think. Let me know what you think about the list. Let me know what you think about my MVP picks, and let me know what you think about the Cam Coleman comments. It's a great week. Don't forget to be at the Barn tailgate tomorrow. I'll be there around 11 o'clock. Again, we'll throw up a map just so you can see. It's opposite of Neville Arena on the other side of the stadium in the campus green. There's not going to be many tents. You may see an Active Wealth banner. My boy Ford Stokes is responsible for all of this. So come hang out. All of us, all the cast of characters will be there. Zach will be there. Dap will be there. Hunter and Graham will be there. Maybe some other surprises. So make sure you stop by and say hello before you go into the game. We may come out and hang out for a little bit after the game too. So really hope to see everybody there. Great week. And we will, I guess the next time we talk will be post A-Day. So unless I see you there tomorrow. Y'all have a great day. Have fun tomorrow if you go to A-Day. And have a great weekend. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.